Good evening, everyone. John Cody here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebowing. Authorities are urging boaters to make safety their top priority as annual raft-off returns to Lake St. Clair this Saturday, August 8th. The popular event draws thousands of visitors each year and has grown from a one-day gathering to a weekend-long celebration, with many boaters anchoring and camping on the water. Officials are reminding participants to make sure their boats are ready before heading out. Every vessel should have enough life jackets for everyone on board, with children under the age of 6 required to wear one while riding. Life jackets are also mandatory for anyone operating or riding a personal watercraft. Boaters should also carry a working fire extinguisher, unexpired emergency flares, functioning navigation lights, and ensure enclosed cabins are properly ventilated to help prevent carbon monoxide poisoning. A stocked first aid kit is also recommended. With warm temperatures expected, officials encourage everyone to stay hydrated, knowing their location is in case of emergency, and use caution when entering or leaving the water because of underwater hazards, boat propellers, and anchors. Authorities are also warning the public about illegal charter operations. Anyone paying for a ride to the event should verify the captain is licensed by the U.S. Coast Guard and that the vessel displays a current Coast Guard inspection sticker. Participants are encouraged to plan safe transportation to and from the event, protect communication devices from water, and bring plenty of food and water. Emergency responders from local, state, and federal agencies will be on patrol throughout the weekend, but officials say preparation remains the best way to ensure a safe and enjoyable event. And in Pigeon, a century of faith and community has celebrated this past weekend as St. Francis Borgia Catholic Church in Pigeon marked the 100th anniversary of its current church building, with a special rededication mass following several months of renovation work. The celebration included a visit from the bishop, who presided over Sunday Mass as parishioners gathered to recognize the milestone. Commemorative programs distributed during the service traced the parish's history beyond the church building itself, highlighting the Catholics' community roots in the Pigeon area that predate the 1926 structure. The event renovation project restored and refreshed the historic church while preserving its architectural character, allowing the parish to continue serving area families for generations to come. The centennial observance honored both the church's century-old home and the enduring legacy of one of the Thumb's long-standing Catholic congregations. When we come back from this Bayport State sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Shure Hospital Ambulance and Windsor Fire Department is raising money to purchase life-saving equipment, and Bayport State Bank is here to help. Hi, I'm Tracy Zeal from the Pigeon office of Bayport State Bank, and I would like to invite everyone to our fundraising hot dog and brat barbecue this Thursday, right here in Pigeon. Enjoy a delicious lunch, mingle with your neighbors, and help us purchase these needed items to stay ahead of emergency situations right here in our own community. So please join us at the Pigeon office of Bayport State Bank this Thursday to enjoy a hot dog and brat lunch in support of our Windsor Fire Department and Shure Hospital Ambulance Services. We'll even deliver to area businesses with a $15 minimum order. Just call Bayport State Bank at 989-453-2225. Join us for our Pigeon barbecue this Thursday. Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebowing. Member FDIC and Equal Opportunity Lender.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, Huron County residents, business owners, and seasonal visitors are being asked to weigh in on the future of housing across the county. The Huron County Economic Development Corporation, working with the county's Brownfield Development Authority, has launched a housing conditions and development readiness study aimed at identifying local housing needs and opportunities. As part of the project, a public survey is now available to collect feedback on housing availability, affordability, property conditions, and obstacles to new residential development. Project leaders say the information gathered will help shape future housing strategies and provide recommendations to support community growth, encourage new housing investment, guide local planning efforts, and strengthen workforce and economic development. County officials and local community leaders will also be motivated as the study moves forward. The public survey takes about 5 minutes to complete and is available through the Huron County website.
So, what's your idea of a 10?
I love guys who don't text and drive.
Girls that wait until they're parked to text? Bro, instant 10.
I don't know, but I got the ick when I went out with this boy who texted while driving.
10s wait to send. Eyes on the road, not your phone.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring.